lokho kuza ngemva kokuba uNkosazana Sithabile Dewa ekweze emthethwandaba lolu daba ephikisa ingxenye yalomthetho esithi usumdala njalo ungoncindezelayo lokwephula ilungelo lenkululeko yakhe. Wasa amaphepha akhe emthethwandaba ngenyanga kaMbimbitho walonyaka emangalela uhulumende weZimbabwe efuna ukuba ezinye ingxenye zomthetho lo zesulwe. USithabile utshelela umsakazo ukuba akasafuni ukuthathwa amazwi ngalolu daba ngoba eseqondise amandla akhe kwezokuqhutshwa kokhetho olukhona mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi lonyaka lanxa enguye owalukhweza emthethwandaba lolu daba. Eyinye inkokheli enhlanganisweni ezilwela ilungelo labesifazane ithi lanxa bengafisa ukukhuluma phezu kwalolu daba ngeke bakwenze okusegcekeni ngoba besesaba ukujeziswa ngendlela ezishiyeneyo. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ekhankasela ukufundiswa kukaZulu ngesisekelo sombuso ye#ThisConstitution uNkosikazi Abigail Mupambi uthi uvumelana lohulumende ukungavumeli ukungeniswa loba ukusetshenziswa kwale impahla yocansi.
Ngibona ngathi ibhani yona leyo ngiyayisekela Sibili ngoba kuyinto eyangisayo esintwini sethu njengabantu abamnyama asikwazi lokho asikaze sikuzwe. Sibona ngathi lokho okuyabe kusiyeyisa njengabantu besintwini.
Uqhubeke uMpambi ethi kuyinto eyangisayo esintwini njalo engelasithunzi ukukhuluma ngale mpahla.
Ngakho mina ngiyasekela ukuthi leyo nto ingavunyelwa, lokho kuthiwa ngamathoyizi. Usukubone Sibili ukuthi hayi kuyifiction, angikholwa ukuthi kukhona esintwini. Singabantu abamnyama silakho esikukholwayo. Okunye lokhu imbona ngathi hayi bakithi kuyabe sekudlulisa amalawulo.
UDokotela Ruth Labote upha umbono wakhe nxa kukhangela ehlangothini lwezempilakahle.
Mina into ethiwa yi-sex toy angizange ngiyibone, futhi ngisesikole ngifundela ubudokotela asizange sifundise ngama-sex toy.
Uchaze lolu daba njengolufana lezinye nje indaba azizwayo ukuba zenziwa ngabantu uDokotela Labote.
Yinto engazake ingene engqondweni yami because I think ukufana nale week, umuntu ogqoka iweek okhetha ugqoka iweek kumbe ofuna ukwenza whatever laba abafaka intolwane ngaphansi konke lokhu for me it's the same.
Kodwa umsunguli wenhlanganiso ephatheke kumikhankaso yokufundisa uZulu ngempilakahle yengqondo ye-The Peace Hub Zimbabwe uNkosazana Irene Peace Wonkwe yena oyi-social worker uthi kuyikubandlulula ukusebenzisa ingxenye yomthetho ungakhangelwanga wonke ukuthi uthini. UNkosazana Wonkwe uthi usetshenziswa ngendlela ebandlululayo lomthetho njengoba kungekho okwenziwa kulabo abenza ucansi egcekeni kodwa usetshenziswe ebantwini abasebenzisa limpahla ensitha okuthiwa kayivunyelwa.
So we come to Zimbabwe, we've got a lot of people today who are given a lot of attention in the name of socializing influences.
Labantu abaningi lapha eZimbabwe abanikezwa ukunakwa okuningi egameni lokunikazisa abantu. Abanye babo baze bathole imisebenzi yokukhankasela impahla kumankampani athelisekayo. Kodwa uma ungena emakhasini abo kuFacebook, Instagram, lakuTwitter, ezinkundleni zokuzilibazisa, laba bantu balokuthile esingakubheka njengokungahloniphekiyo okungamanyala kakhulu ngoba abanye babo baze babonakale benqunu, abanye babo besenza ucansi phambi kwamabonakude.
Ingxenye yomthetho waseZimbabwe wokulawula kwezokuzijabulisa yenza ukungeniswa noma ukuphathwa kwempahla yezocansi kube ngokungekho emthethweni njengoba athathwa njengangcolileyo loba ayinto engelasimilo njalo ayingozi ezimisweni zomphakathi. Phansi kwalomthetho limpahla yocansi owesifazane angatholakala elayo ulakho ukuvalelwa ejele. Ubufakazi bokuthi lo umthetho uyasebenza buvele nyakenye ngesikhathi kubotshwa abesifazane ababili ngamacala aphathelane lale impahla yezocansi. Omunye wabo ube nebhizimusi elebulenjini lokuthengisa impahla yezocansi le kwabesifazane njalo enikeza izeluleko ngokusetshenziswa kwazo. Ubotshwe wavalelwa amaviki amabili esitokisini, wagwetshwa iminyaka eyisithupha entolongweni noma amahola ayedlula amakhulu ayisithupha 640 hours esebenza emphakathini engakhokhelwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumezi Sigama.